Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Adult Corner, Grim's Adult Games Corner, rather, with Leap of Faith. And we are back with Leap of Faith. I'm sorry, it's been a while. I'll also get to Fresh Women. It's just been rough. You see my voice is out a little bit. There's a lot of reasons for that. I don't want to get into it, but basically, it's some allergies caused by an irritant in my atmosphere that's not normally there, and it sucks ass. So, yeah, basically calling the health department, and we're going to find out what's going on. Alright, so, let's get to the story. So, let's see. Hell yes, huh? I said that with way too much enthusiasm and way too fast, didn't I? Maybe, but I'm not complaining. Is it okay if I bring a friend? You remember Chris from Metronome. Of course you can bring some friends, although I've only got 10 bedrooms, but maybe we can get some extra beds. That's more than enough. I was thinking more in the line of 6 friends tops. Bring them. Let's have some fun. You just say the when and where, and we book our flight tickets as soon as possible. Well, aren't you sweet? Because you don't need to buy any tickets. My plane is landing at your airport tomorrow at around 11. Think you'll be ready by then? 100% sure. We'll be ready. Good. I'll be seeing you then. Looking forward to it. Me too, but can I ask you a very small favor before we hang up? Sure thing, darling. What's the favor? Can I put you on speaker so my friend sitting at the other side of the table believes I'm talking to you? Of course. Okay, you're on the speaker now. Lexi, my friend Kira. Kira, meet Lexi. Hi, hon. This is Lexi. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Lexi? Yes, sweetheart? Oh my god, it's really you, isn't it? I adore you. Thank you so much, love. I take it you're having a wonderful day. My day just got much better, let me assure you. I'm so glad to hear that. But unfortunately, it's late night in Japan right now, and it's the end of a very long day for me. I understand. Thank you for saying hi. You just made my month, and have sexy dreams. Ha. Who knows? Maybe I will. Bye-bye, Kira and Grim. See you tomorrow. Sexy dreams. Tell me I didn't say that out loud. Don't worry. At least you made an impression. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Wait. Why did she say see you tomorrow? Well, the thing is, she kind of invited me to her place. And she kind of said I could bring some friends. And went on to kind of say she could pick us up in her private plane tomorrow morning. So, you want to come? Yes! Why are you looking at me like that? Because I like what I'm looking at. And if I'm gonna be honest, I would really like to do a whole lot more than just look. Oh, she's only doing that because she knows he's taking her to go see Lexi, who she really wants to bang. So what do you say? Do you want to head out of here and fuck like rabbits? Hold on. Do I have like any thing that I gotta do? Yes, please. I'd like Akira to go. So this is your place, eh? Yes. Nice. Tell you what, let me give you the VIP tour. What have I got myself into? She's kind of frightening. I've thought a lot about you since the other day. I should stop talking and get you out of these. About Robin. She's okay with this, I promise. So let's relax and have a lot of fun. What if I do this? I'd say, keep doing just that. You're a wild one. Whatever makes you thrust harder, tiger. Because I've wanted you since I saw you. So I'm gonna enjoy this as much as I can. And let me start with my party trick. Nice. Can I please suck your cock? That's the weirdest question I've ever been asked. Because there's two things you never ever have to ask permission to do. One, give a blowjob, and two, thank you. Oh, my God. She winked. Damn, you're good. Want more? And that was the tour of the hallway. This is the kitchen where I... Cock. She means cook. Lol. Cook, you mean? Cook. Whatever. Keep going. Or I'm gonna bite you again. Oh, I like the ones that bite. Magnificent. You're hitting bottom every single stroke. Fuck, I missed a good cock. And yours is just amazing. I love this. Keep going. No, I think that's the same. It's just gonna replay the scene. And this is the living room. And you are wonderful. We've been in the same room all along. Who cares? Just keep going. Fuck, this is good. I'm so close. Can't hold it anymore. Holy shit, watching you. I can't hold back. Then don't. Come at me. But, pill, okay. Fill me. And that concludes the tour. Damn, you know how to make a mess. I gotta hand it to you. You've got some stamina. But the real question is, you ready for another round? Well, by your professional opinion, does it look like I'm ready to go again? Nope. So what's your recharge timer at? What are you, the Energizer Bunny? By the way, are you ready for the trip tomorrow? Holy shit! I need to text Robin. She's gonna freak out. Go shopping some new clothes. See if I can get a hairdresser to do something about this fluffy mess of a hair. I need to get ready. You need to get ready. Okay, now I'm ready. Huh? Oh no, you don't. Not now. I got a lot of things to do. Didn't you just ask me for another round? As before, you reminded me of Lexi. Huh, it's such a nice view, though. I like them wild horses. You just need to slowly approach them. And while they let their guard down for just a tiny little bit, you ease into position and slowly mount them. Enough talking, more riding. Well, that was intense, but where are the girls? Hello, anybody here? Try the shower. Ah, you're here. Just got back, yes. Any luck on the job hunt? Awful. Well, I've got some good news. Do tell. Let's wait for Cece. She's probably not far away. Whoa, there you are. Can you knock first? I'm taking a shower here. Who cares? I need to pee. So I've got some good news. You know Lexi, right? Who? I think it's that actor that used to date Night Dog. Oh, I love Night Dog, and his new single, The End, is smashing. No, that's not Lexi. She's an artist. I know, right? They're gonna go on forever now. Hip-hop rules. Huh, so if you're done talking about Goodnight Dog now... But I was about to tell you... Lexi Diamante called me... Lexi Diamante called me earlier today. Waits for response. No response. And she invited me to come to her place in Los Angeles and said I could bring some friends. So, do you want to come? She's picking us up in her private jet tomorrow. Los Angeles? We're going to L.A.? Yes, if you want to come, of course. We're going to L.A. With Lexi. Los Angeles. Okay. You two have fun while I go break the news to Chris. I wonder how he's gonna take it. If it's any comfort, you're taking it way better than I thought you would. Okay, I'm good now. Holy shit, she really called you, didn't she? She really did. And just to be sure you weren't joking about us being invited to her place. Nope. I don't think it's quite dawned on me as well, but she seemed happy about it, to be honest. You know what that means, right? It means she likes you. My friend is going to date the hottest pop star in the business. I don't know about that. What, you don't like her? Of course I like her. How could I not? She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. She seems super nice. And the way I feel when she looks at me is just, what? Say no more, man. I've seen that look on your face before. We're really going to Lexi's place, aren't we? Yes, we are. Provided you can get time off from work, that is. But I'm... Hold on. Hell yeah, let's do it. Shouldn't be any problem. I got lots of vacation I can cash in, even on short notice. My boss is actually quite cool, and he's a Lexi fan, so I can bribe him with a Lexi autograph. Good. So, are y'all ready for tomorrow? When are we leaving? Oh, I didn't tell you that part. We're getting picked up in Lexi's private jet. And Lexi's gonna be there as well. You were doing so good there for a while. We'll pick you up in the morning. Be ready. 11 o'clock sharp. What's with the lack of clothes? We're getting ready for tomorrow. Packing. Have you packed? I just need 10 minutes for that. I'll do it in the morning. You'll forget something. Do you know where the mascara is? Should be out there. And the primer, concealer, foundation, powder, bronzer? You take care of that then. I'll get the clothes. My God, all the crazy things that women have for makeup. Blush, contour, highlighter, setting spray, eye primer, eyeshadow, brushes, eyeliner, cleaner, lipstick. The pink one. Toner, brightener, moisturizer, lip gloss. You already said lip gloss. No, I said lipstick. Panties, tampons, bathing suit, yoga pants. Move your ass. You're in the way. Okay, okay. Hums dun da da. Move your ass. Oh, I wonder if he's supposed to say. I wonder if that's supposed to like move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. women. You're in the way. I'm feeling very unwanted right now. Tell you what, lay down on the bed and relax. We'll do the packing. No, you got the bed. I'll take the couch. Okay, you stop the bullshit right now. That's your bed, so you get your ass down on it. Ugh, hyper. And don't move a muscle. Yes, ma'am. How can you like scooters, CeCe? They're popular from, like, before we were even born. Don't care, they're still cool, okay? Hyper. I don't know what that is. Okay, I admit it. I've missed the bed. Hi there, Grandma. Just wanted to fill you in the details. Plane lands. Is that okay with you? You bet. I'm really looking forward to it. Me too. See you tomorrow, then. We'll be there. Exit conversation. This is so nice, I might actually fall asleep. Me too. I just got a message from Lexi. You know the one that definitely won't call me after one meeting? Okay, you got me on that one. Thank you for today. I haven't been fucked like that ever. And Robin tells me to say the same about the other night when you two were getting it on. Okay, moving on. So, Lexi's plane lands on the airport by 11:30 tomorrow. So we have to be there around then. Preferably a bit earlier. Sure thing, Tiger. We'll be there. See you tomorrow. And sweet dreams. Oh, okay, there we go. Oh, I will dream sexy dreams, alright. But not before Robin finishes eating me out. Small incident, but I'm fine now. Thank you, paparazzi, for catching my good side. No, we're not a couple, or are we? Now this is the way to clean your house. New dress. Moving on, new life, new possibilities. If you read this, you'll be forever in my heart. I don't even know where to get the game that you have to beat him in. Oh, I fell asleep. Wonder what time it is. This is a pleasant way of waking up. The way their hair slightly tickles my arms and the calming sound of their breathing. I could get used to this. Look at Linda, look at CeCe, or relax for a bit. CeCe. I wouldn't have dreamt of this just a few days ago when you were standing on the railing. Now you're so close I can almost feel your lips against mine. Whatever goes on in your head, I hope it's all positive now. Yeah, me too. We've had so many good times in school, didn't we, Linda? We had so many good times in school, didn't we, Linda? All the cool things we did, and the experimenting. I don't think I really notice how beautiful you become. Having you back in my arm feels very right. Relax for a bit. I don't know what the time is, but I hope we have more time to relax here some more. Or not. Woo! What kind of alarm is that? Shit, we have to get up. Just 2 more minutes. I know your 2 minutes turn into 2 hours if I don't drag your ass up right now. Whatever, bitch. I heard that. You too, Grim. Rise and shine. Give me 2 minutes while the blood returns to my arms. Huh? I can't feel my arms right now. You use them as pillows for a whole night. Ready? As ready as can be. Hang on. Just need to fetch my summer shirt. Now I'm ready. Remember, we have to pick up Chris on the way. What? I didn't tell you? Wow, that's Lexi's plane? That is so cool. But where is she? Probably inside, but there's Robin and Kira. Seems they beat us to it. Can I talk to you for a second before we head over there? You two just go ahead and we'll be right over. Sure. Nerves? Probably. Okay, they are over there. We are over here. What's up, man? Don't tell me you need a paper bag. Nah, don't worry, I'm fine, but I was thinking. We're at an airport. Mm-hmm. And how many people get to walk on the very runway of an airport? This very airport. And there's a plane right over there. We have to do it. Have to do what? Do the Top Gun walk. Well, we're not pilots and we're not on an aircraft carrier. I still haven't seen Top Gun. Or the sequel, which I've been told is excellent. Mm-hmm. We don't have helmets and those cool flight suits and... But we have the next best thing. Are you sure about this? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah, that didn't answer my question. Of course I'm sure. Then let's do this. Suit up, Maverick. Hey guys, and girls, you look amazing. If you went for that grand entrance, you surely made an impression. Good to see you again, Lexi. Good to see you too, Grim. You look good. And you too, Chris. You seem more relaxed. Appearances can be deceiving. Feel free to climb aboard. Our pilots have said we have a departure clearance in 12 minutes, so we have to be quick on the introductions. Otherwise, we'll be stranded here for at least an hour. I have no idea what that means. It means we get inside and continue introductions there, Chris. Sounds good to me. Hi, I'm Kira. Ah, the sexy dreams girl. Nice to meet you. Oh, never mention that again to anybody, please. It just slipped out. Don't worry. It's a good first impression. Climb aboard and make yourself at home. I'm Robin, Kira's girlfriend. Lexi, and that's so beautiful. Much love to you two. Excuse me. I'm Linda, longtime friend of Grimm. Lexi, and you look beautiful. No, I'm just me. No, you're absolutely gorgeous, love. I mean it. And welcome. Oh my god, you're... Lexi... No, I mean, you're the girl from Night Dog's song, The End. Oh, him, yes, I know, dog. That song was so amazing. And I'll take that as a compliment, sweetheart, because I wrote the song. No way, way. Oh, I'm Cece. That's a beautiful name, Cece, and welcome. Grim, we're just waiting for you now. Time to get aboard. Or should I take a selfie? Let's see. Lots of notification noises. We can see your nukes, Grim. And yes, we're just waiting for you now. Come on, sweetheart. Coming. This is gonna be awesome. Are you ready, Chris? No. Wait, you've never flown before? No. You're in for a treat then, because here we go! That was amazing! So we're flying now? Cruising at 45,000 feet according to the flight screen. Open the blinds and have a look. You're like a kid at a candy store, you know that? Wow, so high. And he's gonna be looking out that window for quite a while. I can see the wings. As said. Thank you for this. Or thank you for this, rather. Don't thank me, thank Lexi. Not just that, I mean everything, you know? No, thank you for hanging in there. Did you know that Lexi knows Night Dog? Who now? Night Dog, that rapper. Ah, the one you were talking about yesterday. Come here. Shh, come. Do you think you can ask Lexi to get Night Dog's autograph? I'm sure you can ask her yourself. She'll probably be happy to help if she can. But you've known her longer than me. About 30 minutes longer. And you're more daring than me. You really don't want to ask her yourself? Please? Oh shit, I hate when women do that crap. Please, can you get it for me? Oh, please! They go into the giddy girl stage. Can I please have that? It's like... Oh, Lord. Sure thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. New task. Help CC get an autograph from Night Dog by asking Lexi or by some other way. You've got a bonus opportunity. It can be solved by asking Lexi when the opportunity presents itself, failing the bonus version. Or finding a way to get the autograph by other means, rewarding relationship points with CC and a bonus scene. I'm gonna go make myself a drink. You want something? I don't have any clue about drinks, but mix me up something. I want to try. Chris, keep the lady company, will you? One excellent company coming right up. Girls. Grim, come join us. Don't mind me, I need to check something with Robin. Have fun, sweetheart. It's very nice to see you again, Lexi. Thanks again for calling. I really appreciate it, to be honest. I know we all do. No trouble at all. In fact, I'm very glad you could come. I really want to let loose and enjoy myself for a bit after this long tour. So you and your friends were a blessing right now. I'm sure we'll get along just fine and have a good time. Looking forward to it. But I feel I need to tell you a little secret. It's been on my mind for some days now, and I can't really let it go. Oh? You see, I bought a bottle of wine to this gorgeous woman I once met. that we shared while the sun was setting somewhere in the world. But that woman, no matter how gorgeous she is, decided to pick up the tab behind my back. And you seem like a woman in the world, so I want to ask you, how would you address the situation? I'm sure that woman is fine with having paid for the wine, but she wouldn't have done it. And in my personal, very professional opinion about that woman, is that she probably had a very good time with a charming, handsome man. Damn, I promised myself I wouldn't choke up, but... Your hair got in the way. It's horrible. I should probably go fix it, but come see me in the back of the plane in a few minutes, okay? I got a little surprise for you. Okay, and bring her a drink she might enjoy. And can you be a darling and bring me a drink? The bar is at the front of the plane. Of course, any requests? Not sure if they have wine in this shabby place. Laughs, of all the gin joints in all the towns in the world, I'm glad you're in mine. But surprise me, let's see if you bring something tasty. Robin, can you mix me up a few drinks? One for me, Cece, and Lexi? Sure thing, anything in particular? You're the expert here. Hook us up with something good. You got it. And Linda? She definitely needs a cock. What the? A stiff one. Of course, but which one? Yes, please. Can you do a Martinez? Well, do, honey. Sitting here alone, eh? Or A, rather. I am, just soaking in the good atmosphere. We never really had a chance to catch up, did we? Just you and me. I guess so. We always seem to get interrupted somehow. But you seem to be doing good, Grim. Life's been treating you well? Well, both yes and no, but I was thinking more about you. How's life been treating you? I can't complain. I know you well enough to know that you wouldn't complain if someone dropped a bomb on your favorite pet. You can't enjoy the present if you're stuck in the past. But they can scar. Oh, don't look now, but I think Kira and Robin are getting warmed up. I said don't look. I never learned. That looks kinda hot. Linda? Huh? Yes, they seem to be enjoying themselves. I guess I should go get the drinks. Where did they go? At least Robin finished mixing the drinks. Or making the drinks, rather. Oh, I can see where they are. Alright, since there's so much going on this plane, we're actually going to go back a little bit, because I think there might be another scene with Linda. So what I'm gonna do is back up a little bit and check. Just give me a minute before we get started. Let me get the drinks. There's the drinks, but what if I... Drinks ahoy! The Martinez is for me, the rest I have no clue about. Well, the highball is obviously for me. It's a manly drink, I think. It's got scotch, so probably. The mojito is a typical drink for those new to cocktails. And the cosmopolitan is the all-time classical woman's guilty pleasure, right? As said, don't look at me. You're on your own on this. What? You don't want me to get mixed up in this? You'll become a great dad someday. Huh? You're already nailing the dad jokes. I probably invented some of them. Okay, but you're gonna go back a little bit. Now I'm gonna fetch the drinks. This is too good to miss, and honestly, I don't think they care if they see me. Right there. My God, you taste amazing, and you feel amazing. I love you. Oh, I'll leave them to it. There you go, Mademoiselle. One Martinez. You remembered. But do you know what drink is for the rest of them? highballs, manly drinks, got scotch, mojito, and the Cosmopolitan. We did that. All right. Hopefully I got the drinks right. Drinks incoming. What, no beer? You were too busy staring out the window, but there's probably some in the bar at the front of the plane. But I have one for you. One mojito for you. Thank you. Hope it tastes better than it looks. Yum, this tastes great. Damn, folks, I'm sorry. Lexi told me to come back here. Hopefully I'm not interrupting anything. Wow. That's some weird outfit on. What do you think? Wow, just wow, I'm speechless. I mean, look at it, it's glowing. You should take a picture of this, it's so cool. Yeah, good idea. Can you take a picture, please, and send it to me after? Nice! And you brought me my favorite drink. I love highball. Hope you enjoyed the view, Grim. Let me try this again. You're cute when you blush at the way. Oh, okay. So they don't. Oh, they don't let you do it again because it changes your gallery. Okay. And you bought me my favorite drink. I love highball. Hope you enjoyed the view. What? Oh, wow. She was the one that wanted the highball. So you're the one that drinks the Oh, wow. Hope you enjoyed the view, Grim. Honestly, I loved it. I need a drink. Yeah, she is one beautiful woman, and I got a good picture. Well, look at Sleepyhead here. So let's see how we fix all this. Is there a way to go back and change that? One Cosmopolitan for you. Thank you. At least it looks good. Ew, it looks better than it tastes. Uh-oh. Lexi told me to come back here. Alright, then there's this. I need a drink. Not too bad. She is one beautiful woman, and I got a good picture. Well, look at Sleepyhead here. Not sleepy, just soaking it all in. Maybe I can find some way to turn this into a party? Either that, or I might actually get some sleep. Is that all right? Yes. Kevin, so good to see you again. Miss DeMonte, you're breathtaking as always. Don't tell me, limo, right? Not just any limo. Wow. And how many times have I told you? Call me Lexi, as you wish, Lexi. Kevin, this is my friend Grim. Pleasure to meet you, sir. Wow, what a car. We need some good music in here. How about 235? Yeah, everyone knows 235. If he doesn't get the mood up, nothing will. Don't shame the 235. Okay, let's see if I got this right. It won't start. It does that sometimes. Why don't we all sing it instead? I mean, you're the singer. Unfortunately, I could not reacquire the license for the original song of the scene. So join me if you know what song it was, enjoy the pantomime, or search YouTube for 235 Are You Alive. Who cares? Let's sing it. If you know it, sing along. That's even with the patch added. So they literally could not get that song back. It's something I can't seem to do. Slightly out of tune. That seemed like that would have been a cool scene. Oh well. Fucking music licenses, right? Worst part of game design. They always affect the game after it's released. Well, this is my humble home. Welcome. And this is where we're gonna end it. Sucks that we didn't get the good party singing scene. That would have been great. But unfortunately, we didn't get it, so... It is what it is. Alright guys, so this is Los Angeles and this is Lexi's mansion. So this is going to be interesting. Taking us a whole different place than what we expected. And definitely stay tuned for more Leap of Faith.